laying of the foundation stone of the Hobby Center attached to the Engineering College by Dr. M. Visvesvaraya on 9th October 1955.
Period. Bharat Ratna, Sir M. Visvesvaraya and friends. It is my good fortune and unique privilege to welcome you, sir, to our midst this afternoon. I wish to convey our respectful felicitations to Dr. Visvesvaraya on the conferment of the highest honor that Bharat could give. But let me point out that Dr. Visvesvaraya, even before the conferment of this great honor, was regarded by every one of us as a real Bharat Ratna. The recent conferment by government is only a recognition of that popular feeling. He is an example to tell the world outside that India produces such men as he, in whom is combined science and common sense. Dr. Visvesvaraya has now become a byword in our land. If I may say so, he is India's daydream come to earth. A statesman and an engineer that he was, he has very early become an institution, nay, even a legend. You know very well how he labored hard to spread sweetness and light in the state of Mysore by harnessing the waters of the Cauvery, laying the foundation of the University of Mysore, and the founding of the Engineering College in Bangalore, with which we in engineering institutions are directly concerned. It has been my ardent desire to get Sir M. Visvesvaraya to our college campus on some occasion or other. Nay, I should like to add that his coming itself is an event of the highest importance and by itself an occasion. He is now here to lay the foundation of this Hobby Center and thereby inaugurate a branch of activity which is not merely dear to his heart, but which will give ample opportunity for every student to exercise his mind outside the classroom and thereby fulfill a wish of Dr. Rajendra Prasad, our revered president, who in his message on the inauguration of our engineering college a couple of years ago said, "This College of Engineering at Karakudi will play its part in the making of India's great future." There is an appropriateness, friends, in our requesting Dr. Visvesvaraya to lay the foundation stone of this Hobby Center, for his life's work is an illustration of the vital part that hobbies play in one's life. He was great as an administrator and great as an engineer, and I wonder whether as an engineer, administration was his hobby, or as an administrator, engineering was his hobby. It is this combination that has made him unique among both administrators and engineers. And it is my earnest prayer that the blessings of such a veteran engineer statesman will encourage us to go further forward in our activities. I feel a sense of diffidence in my capacity to welcome our honored and revered guests. This morning, as I had the unique privilege of motoring down from Trichy to Karaikudi with Sir M. Visvesvaraya in the car, I was very pleasantly and in a very friendly way told of this fact by Sir M. Visvesvaraya himself that I am only half his age. I am in fact less than half his age, being only 46 and he is well over 95. Thinking over this very significant fact, I am reminded of another unique occasion when I had this great privilege of walking on a terrace in Madras in the company of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. When Mahatma Gandhi told me, this is what he said, "Whenever you feel tired, don't be ashamed to tell me that you are tired, and straight away we will sit down." To which I remarked, "Bapuji, I am only half your age. How can I say I am tired?" Pat came the reply from that great soul. This is what he said, "Never mind, half or quarter of my age. If you are tired, tell me the fact honestly enough. That is the same privilege I had this morning in talking to Saram Vishwesraya. It has been the greatest privilege of my life to have had the unique opportunity of moving with Dr. Vishwesraya for the last 6 or 7 years in the activities of the All India Manufacturers Organization, of which he is a revered founder president. That organization is one dedicated to the industrialization of India and is ever under the watchful guidance of our revered guest. I may take this occasion to take a pardonable pride in the fact that 1 year when Dr. Vishwesraya could not find it possible to preside over the anniversary celebration of the All India Manufacturing Organization at its Delhi conference, I had the unique privilege of being asked by Dr. Vishwesraya to preside in his absence over that conference. That conference was inaugurated by the late Dr. Shyam Prasad Mukherjee, and the exhibition attached to that conference and over which I had the distinction and the privilege of presiding was inaugurated by our revered President Dr. Rajendra Prasad at Delhi. It has indeed been the greatest event of my life, this my associationship with this revered soul, and I am deeply grateful to this eminent son of India for his kindness in coming over to our campus and bless us all. I shall not say much on this hobby center because your principal, both Mr. Vankarna and Lieutenant Colonel Paul, must have spoken to you about it or will speak to you about it. Though all engineering colleges have well-equipped workshops attached to them, still they can be used by the students only during scheduled hours. One of the methods by which the creative talent in students can be developed is to provide a separate place, your hobby center, wherein with a small equipment like power lathe, drilling machines, some fitter's tools, carpenter's tools and soldering irons, the students in the leisure hours can walk into this place whenever they find the leisure and work out exhibits. But it will also give a feeling to you that here is a place which you can call it your own. This feeling, coupled with availability of tools, etc. at leisure hours, will go a long way to develop the creative instinct in you, my dear students, which will enable you not only to develop your latent powers, but will also lead you to making some useful exhibits, nay, sometimes even leading to some discovery as well. Let us prayerfully hope that this activity, for which Bharat Ratna Dr. Saram Vishwesraya has just now laid the foundation stone, will in course of time fulfill the high ambition and great ideals that are expected of the present students by our leaders of the country. I cannot conclude my welcome than by quoting the words of our beloved Prime Minister Pandit Nehru, who said in 1948 when he came over to our campus, this is what he said: round about this institution, I understand, other institutions will grow. The center may be converted into one of the most productive areas of this country in doing good to the people. I welcome you, sir, once again to our campus and request you to bless our students. Thank you.
Inauguration of the Alagappa College of Physical Education by His Highness Maharaj of Mysore on 27th August 1956. As Chettiar was ill, his daughter Mrs. Umayal Ramanathan read the welcome speech of Dr. Chettiar.
Of my ailing father, I am reading the welcome address this morning. It has been the will of Providence that I should add one more institution to those already on this campus. This time, it is a college of physical education. It was my cherished desire to start it for a long time, but naturally, for many obvious reasons, and other colleges had to take precedence. It was time when many looked askance at athletics, sports and physical education. The athlete, sportsman and wrestler and a mile runner were held in no regard by the academic bookworm who set his nose to the grindstone of university, prizes, medals and distinctions. I must confess, I was one of those who gave the go-by to sports. But I am in the illustrious company of eminent leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, but there were some amongst us even them that patronize on the fly sports and athletics. Our fathers too, who on the whole, in spite of Alexander Pope, must be considered wiser than we would not countenance entrance into the distinction in the sports field. The working of time that brought about a salutary change. Now, sports and physical education have not only assumed a national but international importance. To my mind, it seems that such activities are a sure means of hastening the fulfillment of the concept of one world. The ardent desire of most of our leaders, especially of Pandit Nehru. Sports will level distinctions and bring about good feeling and a sense of brotherhood. Plato wished for a philosopher to be the king of his utopia. May I modify it by saying that a sportsman should lead a nation. I dare say time will be when this happy state of things would be ushered in. I need not stress the importance of physical education any further. Mahatma Gandhi says in his autobiography, "Today I know that physical training should have as much place in the curriculum as mental training." We have heard of the Englishman's pride that the Battle of Waterloo was won on the playfields of Eton. Swami Vivekananda said that religion could be best propagated by able-bodied men. And there is the Upanishad saying that the realization of the Atman could be achieved not by those weak in body, but by those physically strong. Patriotism is not enough. We want love of humanity if we wish peace in this world which is so sorely distracted today. The Olympics is a step in the right direction. And if India, which preaches the gospel of Panchsila or coexistence, is to lead the West, I have no doubt that College of Physical Education will have to play a great part. The YMCA College of Physical Education has been doing excellent work. But one swallow cannot make a summer. If athletics should develop towards the direction I have envisaged, we want quite a number of such institutions. Happily, the government of the state and the central government have begun to see the need for them and are giving proper aid to their being started. May I hope that when an allocation of funds for this purpose is made, this college, which is being inaugurated by His Highness, will get a preferential share by the central government. That is my defense for bringing into being this college. I am happy that it is to be inaugurated by Your Highness, an illustrious scion on an illustrious family of rulers and one of the most enlightened states in Bharat. Your Highness has won regard and affection in many ways. Only recently, we had the rare honor of enjoying the literary and philosophical treat you gave to Madras. I refer to the superb lectures and aesthetics. We are all happy that a scholar and prince by birth, a distinguished university man and a practical philosopher is now associating himself with the baptism, shall I say, of this infant. Under such benign auspices, I am sure the college will flourish and earn an honorable place in the educational map of our country. Let me strike a very personal note. It is God's will that I should be confined to bed and incapacitated from being present in the pandal, which is being followed by the presence of His Highness. It is my prayer, irrespective of what may happen to me, that this College of Physical Education, which is being inaugurated by Your Highness, and the other institutions on this campus, inaugurated by the eminent leaders and great savants who soon together form a full-fledged university and fulfill the hope expressed by our revered Rashtrapati ji in his speech on November 15th, when he graciously declared open the Alagappa Polytechnic. Need I say that consummation will likewise be the realization of my fond hope, and Your Highness, inauguration of this college is a certain augury of the university to come in the very near future. Let me end with a silent prayer to the Almighty that shapes or ends may help my dream come true. I wish to tender my personal thanks to Your Gracious Highness and to all the friends and to my colleagues on the trust board and particularly to our secretary, Ms. CVCT Venkatacharam Chettiar, for their kind efforts towards the success of the function.
Right throughout my life, it has never been my habit to take things lying down. I have always stood up to my rights, fought for them, and pleaded for them. But it has now become the will of God that I should be confined to bed, lying down for the last 8 months, and God knows for how many months more. Friends, I am deeply overwhelmed with the elaborate arrangements that you have made, and what is more, with the great enthusiasm that you have shown in asking me to be present at least for a few minutes just before leaving for Madras. As I first start speaking to you, I must first tender my heartfelt thanks naturally to Providence, but later, immediately after, to the instruments of the Providence, that is, to my doctors who have been unremittingly attending on me through day and night, through thick and thin, irrespective and despite the great hardship I have been causing them by making such undue demands on them. I am most grateful to them, and I wish to publicly, in the presence of my fellow students, acknowledge the great debt that I owe to them and the great kindness that I have received from them, and that I will continue to receive from them for the rest of my life. Friends, it was Tennyson who sang, "My strength is a strength of 10 because my heart is pure." I may for a moment make a little amendment even to the great Tennyson's lines and tell you that my happiness, despite my physical pain and unhappiness, my happiness is boundless, limitless, because my happiness does not consist naturally of my own happiness, but my happiness consists in the happiness of the thousands of students, young and old, boy and girl, that read in our vast educational campus. Friends, it is that thought that has been keeping me alive even during these terrible months, 7 or 8 months, and during the course of this foul disease to which I have fallen a victim. Friends, I do not propose to talk to you anymore, except to tell you that any individual credit that you take, or the happiness that comes to either of you, any one of you, individually or collectively, I consider it as my own happiness, whether I know you individually or not. I think of this campus as one indivisible unit, both of staff and students, and I take such unmixed happiness from their own happiness, and it is that keeps me alive, as I just told you a little earlier. Friends, to you all, I wish to convey, both to you and also the other students of the campus, naturally who are not here, my sincere good wishes for your personal happiness, not merely during the tenure of the few years that you will be studying in this campus, but what is more, for the rest of your life in the wider amphitheater. You will be playing your part later after you leave the college campus. God bless you is my sincere prayer, and I hope, God willing, if it is God's will, I will come back and see you. Or any event, I pray to God that everything be well with you, and every one of you be all right. Thank you.